the honor that the progeny, from our progeny come that great Nabi, who will have primarily four tasks. Yatlu alayhim ayatik, who will read to his followers your revealed and greatest word, the Quran Kareem, who will make a concerted effort of tazkiyah, the purification of the inner self from spiritual maladies and diseases. Wa yu'allimuhumul kitab, would not only read the word, but would elaborate and give its tafsir and its meaning. And therefore important that we understand the tafsir of Quran as taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the ummah and as conveyed by the sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in thereafter. And wal hikmah, would the Quran will also teach the great words of wisdom, indicating to the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's ahadith. So Allah, let us have the honor that this great and final Nabi, the most beloved in your creation, let him reign from our progenies. And Allah Ta'ala accepted this dua. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once asked, identify, introduce yourself. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, da'watu Abi Ibrahim wa basharatu Isa. I'm the realization of the du'as of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, that Allah honored me, Allah honored him, that I'm in his progeny, from the direct lineage of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam. And I'm the realization, the fruition of the glad tidings given by Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, who would tell his people. Allah Ta'ala says it clearly in the Quran. He mentioned it as amongst his primary objectives on earth, to invite towards the one worship of Allah Ta'ala, the one great only. And a primary objective, وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. I have come as a giver of glad tidings of the emergence of that great Nabi who is to come after me, Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So such an honor that this ummah has been given. And father and son also made this dua, that O Allah, let they come from our progenies, أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ. That ummah, whose salient feature and quality, and this is this ummah, what would be the outstanding quality? Again, the same meaning, muslimatan lak, that they will be totally submissive to you. This ummah and this name Muslim has many, many links and attachments. What does a Muslim mean? One who submits in entirety to Allah Ta'ala under every condition, or one who gives themselves totally to Allah Ta'ala under every situation, irrespective of what my natural desires are, irrespective of my human inclinations, irrespective of my love for the adornments of this world, irrespective of the dictates of anger, irrespective of the temptation of applying my fallible logic against the divine command of Allah Ta'ala, I forsake all of these and I focus my total attention as to what my Allah wants of me in this situation at this time. And that is what I hand myself in totality to Allah Ta'ala. So they made dua, Ya Allah, let our progenies have this great ummah who will be totally submissive to you, who will hand themselves over to you in entirety. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. Now we know in this world, personalities who have made great contributions to human history are remembered in various ways. Sometimes a statue is put up in their name, but we know this is temporary imagery, pictography, taking of pictures, making of pictures have been strongly prohibited in our shariat. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, La'an Allahul Musawwirin, may Allah Ta'ala's curses descend upon those who make pictures. So, sometimes they are remembered in that way, but come a revolution and those statues are pulled down and that person is lost from the memory. Sometimes public holidays are named after certain personalities, but that too is not everlasting. Come a new government, new heroes come along, and those previous personalities who were heroes actually turned into villains. But when it comes to the greatest contribution to humanity, by the most beloved servants of Allah Ta'ala, the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, the messengers of Allah Ta'ala, the perfect human beings, how are they remembered? What is their memorial? Their memorial is that their actions are emulated And in this way, the remembrance is kept alive for all times to come. Can we fathom Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family, the major sacrifices that they had done? It is kept alive today in our ummah in many, many ways. Our sharia is alive. In fact, one of the honors Allah conferred upon Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is that Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with many actions in our shariat that finds the origins in the actions, the sacrifices, even the natural mannerisms of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his great family. The remembrance is so alive. Greatest form of Durood Sharif, Durood Ibrahim, where we say, Allahumma salli ala habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad kama sallayta ala Sayyidina Ibrahim wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. That, O Allah, as you have sent your most special mercies upon Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family, do so upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and companions. So in many aspects, many of the actions of Hajj, the footsteps of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family are retraced. The tawaf of the Baytullah, going to Mina, the pelting of the Jamarat, Arafat, the water of Zamzam, Hajj and Umrah are incomplete until we reenact the desperate run from Safa to Marwa of a mother in a desperate situation in search of food or water or any means of survival for her and her little newborn child. It was done when definitely no others had seen that action, but such was the sincerity, the spirit of sacrifice, and the spirit of submissiveness and giving ourselves totally to Allah Ta'ala under every situation. This was so beloved to Allah that despite the fact that definitely it was not witnessed by any human being, it is reenacted by millions and millions year in and year out, and without it, Hajj and Umrah are incomplete. Let us fathom the sincerity, the love, the sacrifice that this great personality and his family had displayed to Allah Ta'ala. And so this quality and this name, Islam, from which comes the word Muslim, our beloved respected Ustaz, Sayyidina Mufti Radhaul Haq Rahimahu Hafidhahullah, very, very beautifully has compiled 6 instances that I've quoted at the beginning of complete submission, handing over, manifested by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam throughout his life. And this is really amazing. We hear the rhyming nature of these words in the beautiful Arabic language. Sallama nafsahu lil-niran, wa ahlahu lil-hijran, wa waladahu lil-qurban, wa malahu lil-dhifan, wa darbahu lil-tughyan, wa ramyahu lil-shaytan, fasara khalil al-rahman. And before getting to that, just some background historical. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam emanates from an area in ancient Mesopotamia, present-day Iraq, the area of Babel, Babylon. Specifically, the area was called, the village was called Kutha in the region of, or the village was Ur in the region of Kutha within Babylon. He thereafter migrated, first migration towards Damascus in present-day Syria. Thereafter onwards to Palestine, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and its precincts. And thereafter the major hijrah to Makkah Al-Mukarramah with his first newborn child given to his second wife, Hazrat Hajar radiallahu anha. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was tested by Allah Ta'ala with this quality of submissiveness on many instances. Allah Ta'ala talks about this very same quality that we are discussing. Complete submission. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. When his Lord said to him, O Ibrahim, submit yourself in entirety, without hesitation. When this is read, we do not even pause at that juncture. Immediately, without hesitation, he said, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I give myself totally unto that great being who is the nourisher and sustainer of all the realms, of all the worlds, of all the kingdoms. Furthermore, Allah Ta'ala says, the same quality of submission Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, in his great wisdom, we know that any person leaves the most potent advices for the deathbed. Wa wassa, Ibrahim alayhi salam's final parting advices to his children, and so was the advices of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam to his children on his deathbed. Wa wassa biha Ibrahim banihi wa Yaqub, the same quality. What did he say? Inna Allah astafa lakum ad-din. O my beloved children, Allah has made you all special, chosen you all for this great deen of worshipping the one Allah Ta'ala. And the final words, فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. See to it that never ever, even for a blink of an eye, that you are not deprived of this ni'mah, and remain steadfast on the submissiveness. Let death never come to you except that you are completely submissive to Allah Ta'ala. So the instances where Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi had handed himself totally unto Allah Ta'ala, when he was threatened with his life in trying to make his nation understand, when he had broken the idols and left the axe hanging around the neck of the biggest of them, and they reverted that who has harmed our deities and our gods, the worshippers helping the worshipped. Ibrahim alayhi salam says, ask the big one, you see the axe hanging around his neck. They say, you know well, they cannot speak, they cannot hear. He latches to this opportunity. Then how is it that you worship them, you ask them for your needs, they cannot benefit, they cannot harm? Ibadah, worship, is based on Tawheed, only the one great Allah who has created everything in existence. When his life is threatened and he's being flung into that fire, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. May Allah is sufficient for me, He is the best of all helpers. And Allah Ta'ala commands that fire to become not only cool, but peaceful. Upon Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Mufassirin state, had Allah not said peaceful, the coldness of the fire would have harmed Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. So he handed himself totally with nothing less than his life being threatened. He gave his life, was prepared to give his life for Allah Ta'ala. Sacrificed his family for the many migrations. The first hijrah was Sayyida Sara radiallahu anha, his first wife, to whom later on was given his second son Ishaq alayhi salam, whose son is Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, whose son is Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam, and this forms the origins of the entire nation of Bani Israel. Subhanallah, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam made the sacrifices of migration, the first family unit to migrate away for the protection and for the cause of deen. Ibrahim alayhi salam, his wife Sara radiallahu anha, his brother's son Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, who Allah later on makes a Nabi, leave the homeland of Iraq, of Babylon, of Babel. Amazingly, when we sacrifice for Allah's pleasure, look how Allah Ta'ala rewards. He left, obviously, the lands beloved to him, his homeland, place of birth is naturally attractive to a person. But Allah Ta'ala made his family settle in the best of lands on this earth. Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam and his progenies, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam and his progenies in the precincts of the Kaaba Sharif. Allah Ta'ala honored him. He had forsaken and sacrificed his family and his nation. Allah made him a father of Anbiya alayhim salam. One unique speciality that he enjoys, that after Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, every messenger who had come to this earth was only from his progeny. Every letter of wahi and revelation that came thereafter was exclusively within his progenies and his offspring. Subhanallah, what an honor. So when we sacrifice and we leave something for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, we are talking about hijrah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, who is the perfect muhajir, the perfect migrant? Al-muhajiru man hajara ma nahallahu ta'ala an. The most perfect and complete muhajir is the one who makes hijrah and forsakes sin and haram for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So he gives his family over for the migrations. He sacrifices his wealth for benefiting humanity. And at a time when there is abject poverty in this country, so much more is this responsibility upon us. In the very many projects of poverty upliftment, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's honorary title, Abu Dhifan, one who had gone to great lengths in entertaining, in hosting, in feeding as much as possible. It is a means of barakah, a blessings in the home. It is a means of removal of difficulties from the home. His habit naturally would be not to partake of a meal unless he had a guest with him. He had sacrificed his pelting to Shaitan when Shaitan had attempted to deviate him from the monumental sacrifice of slaughtering Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. He had given totally to Allah his son when he was asked to sacrifice. We reenact in the actions of Qurbani, asked to slaughter his beloved son given at a belated age, extremely beloved to him, at the prime time of the child's life, again total submissiveness to Allah Ta'ala. And one of the great sacrifices in the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he is asked to take Sayyidina Hajar radiallahu anha, this newborn little child, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, to Makkah Mukarrama, which is today the great city that people turn favorably with love towards, but at that time, barren, harsh terrain, with no means of survival, not even bird life, no animal life, no greenery, no vegetation, no water, no residences. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is asked, take your wife and newborn child and leave them there with a bag of dates and a skin bag filled with water. And then he is commanded by Allah. Can we imagine this great love and sacrifice for Allah Ta'ala, that now leave them behind and move onwards from here? And as he is leaving his wife in a frantic state, oh my respected husband, are you leaving us here with no apparent means of survival? And this is the important point. No ifs and buts, no looking for loopholes, no finding excuses or skewing the command of Allah Ta'ala. And then she asks a very, very wise question. Allahu amaraka bihada. Is this of your own accord or as per the command of Allah Ta'ala? He responds in the affirmative that yes, this is definitely the command of Allah that I'm enacting, obviously. She says, and what profound words, idhan la yudayyana. If that is the case, Allah will never ever leave us to destruction. He then goes further away while leaving Sayyidina Hajar radiallahu anha and the little child in the dawhatin, under a big tree near the well of, that later on became Zamzam. And then he makes this amazing dua, Rabbana inni askantu. Oh Allah, I've inhabited some of my progenies in the precincts of your sacred house. Oh Allah, let the hearts of humanity turn favorably to them. Oh Allah, let them islah in their lives. And then this amazing, beautiful dua that he teaches us, Rabbi ja'alni muqima as-salah wa min dhurriyati, Rabbana wa taqabbal dua. Oh Allah, make me and my progenies of those who establish salah. Oh Allah, accept my duas. Thereafter, we are taught the beautiful dua for our parents and for all believers. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. And then the water comes to an end, and so do the dates. And a mother runs frantically at the Hajar radiallahu anha between Safa and Marwa. That is the origins of the Sa'i in our Hajj and Umrah. And after completing 7 rounds, Jibreel alayhi salam comes and asks her, why has your husband left you here? She says, in the command of Allah. To whom has he entrusted you? To one Allah who is the controller of all matters. Jibreel alayhi salam congratulates that he has left you in the care of the best of beings. And then he strikes his wing or his heel on the ground. And Allah Ta'ala causes this Mubarak water, that whatever niyyah it is drank with, whatever dua is made with it, Allah Ta'ala grants it. The water of Zamzam comes about. And so this great and important lesson that we can apply from the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is the name of this ummah. The parting advices of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, the name that this ummah has been given, it is synonymous with al-Muslim, one who gives and submits themselves in entirety to Allah Ta'ala in every situation. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.